1. Stone Barrington and Jamie Cox had spent an idyllic month at Stone's estate, Windward Hall, in the south of England, on the banks of the Beaulieu River, pronounced Beaulieu if you're British. The weather had been surprisingly un-English, with only occasional showers. They woke early each morning, made love, and then, after breakfast, took horses from the stables and galloped across Stone's acreage. After that, Jamie went to work on her book, based on her New York Times story, in which she and her team had investigated a family-owned investment bank called H. Thomas & Son, exposing deep roots of organized crime going back generations. They had also investigated hundreds of millions of dollars in illegal wire transfers, money stolen from the international banking community by the Thomases. She was nearing the end of her final draft of the book. Then, in the late afternoon, Stone's friend Dino Buschetti telephoned and everything went to hell. "What are you telling me?" Stone asked, trying to slow down his friend, who was the police commissioner of the city of New York.
"I'm telling you, the FBI has closed its investigation of the Thomases' computer crimes. The explosion and resulting fire in their computer control center destroyed everything and melted 50 interlinked computers into a solid lump of metal and silicon."
"They're not prosecuting that guy, Rance Damien, who constructed the whole thing?"
"If you remember, their software used in the wire transfers erased all trace of itself when they were done. And that software was destroyed with the computers, which means the FBI has zero evidence against them."
"What about the copies of their software that Huey Horowitz, the Times computer whiz, downloaded onto computers in my upstairs guest room?"
"That was erased, too. All Huey had left was a blank hard drive."
"Jesus," Stone said. "Can this get any worse?"
"It can," Dino replied, "and it has. Rance Damien was one of the two survivors of the fire. The building was empty except for three people, and one of them died later in the hospital. We were hoping Damien had burned to a crisp, but not only is he alive, he was discharged this morning from a private clinic after extensive work on his face." "Oh, did I mention that he is very, very angry with you?"
"At me? I didn't set the guy on fire."
"Sources at the FBI tell me that Damien remains unconvinced of that. While he doesn't think you set and pushed the plunger on the explosives, he does think that whoever did it works for you. Am I getting through to you?"
Stone was alarmed that Rance Damien believed this, because it was true. At least the part about the bomber, Bob Cantor, working for him was true.
However, Stone had neither ordered up the explosion nor known anything about Bob's actions until he saw the results on TV.
"Okay, I read you," Stone said. "What do you propose I do about it?"
"I propose that you keep your ass out of New York," Dino said. "That shouldn't be too hard, because having visited your property there, I know that you are as happy as a pig in shit and getting laid regularly."
"I cannot deny either of those contentions," Stone said. "So I'll stay longer than I had planned."
"I am relieved to hear it,"
Dino said. "But only if you and Viv get on an airplane and come visit me. Otherwise, I'm leaving for New York tomorrow."
"Okay, you've convinced me," Dino said. "Viv is due back tonight from Hong Kong or somewhere, and I'll run it by her."
Vivian Buschetti was chief operating officer for the world's second largest private security company, Strategic Services, and traveled widely for her work.
"I want a confirmation tomorrow," Stone said.
"Okay," Dino replied. "But watch your ass until I can get there to watch it for you. Rance Damien knows how airplanes work.